In the 1890s, there were about 600 African Americans living in Utah. Six black newspapers operated in the 20 years between 1890 and 1910. One of the most interesting was the Broad Axe, operated by Julius F. Taylor, the son of slaves. Taylor was a Utah minority in many ways. He was black, non-religious, and he was a Democrat. This last trait was unusual both for Utah and for African Americans, who mostly aligned with the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln. Taylor had lived in a variety of places before coming to Utah: Virginia, Philadelphia, St. Paul, Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, and Chicago. It was from Chicago that he came in 1895, seeking an arid climate for his wife's health. In the 4 years that he was in Utah, he became a strong voice for the Democratic Party, made friends in the hierarchy of the Mormon Church, and was elected to office in the Utah Press Association. The four-page newspaper did not carry news. Its stock in trade was commentary on the events of the day. While Taylor was a self-described heathen, his essays on race and politics were liberally sprinkled with quotations from the Bible, along with references to Buddhist, Hindu, and Jewish teachings. Every issue of the paper included the following proclamation, quote, "The Broad Axe will promulgate and at all times uphold the true principles of democracy, but farmers, Catholics, Protestants, Knights of Labor, infidels, Mormons, Republicans, priests, or anyone else can have their say, so long as their language is proper and responsibility is fixed. The Broad Axe is a newspaper whose platform is broad enough for all, ever claiming the editorial right to speak its own mind," end quote. Taylor published his paper in Utah for 4 years. Then, in 1899, he moved it to Chicago, where it operated for several more decades. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.